Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Thrive with Confidence, Industry Insights. I'm Scott. Today, I'm joined by Kendall, Rick, and Teresa. So great to have you guys today. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's a beautiful day, Scott. Glad to be here.
That's awesome. Well, hey, let's talk today about onboarding and how to make the onboarding process not only fun and exciting for your employees, but making sure that we're doing it the right way. What are some things that you guys see pitfall-wise that practices aren't doing the right way with onboarding?
You know, I mean, I think that altogether too often an employee can be left to their own devices on the first day. You know, when we don't take time to do a proper welcome and onboarding and make sure that they, have been, fully acclimated into the new practice or business, we are doing a big disservice to the new employee that we just spent all this time recruiting and interviewing and hiring just to have it be a big letdown on their first day.
I think one of the biggest things people need to remember to plan for is time. You know, I always refer to time as the four-letter T word. And what I mean by that is, I think people need to look ahead. They need to plan. They need to recognize when they have that new hire starting to really put on a show. And it should be a show every day, don't get me wrong. But when you have that new person joining a practice, you want to make the welcome special, their greeting above board, better than ever, so that person goes, wow, what a cool place this is. You know, taking time to welcome them. And many times I'm on calls, I've been on calls with managers, and they say, oh, hang on a second, my new hire just showed up, I'll be right back. And I'm thinking, why are we talking right now? You should have been out there when the person walked through the door, not behind the front desk, but on the other side of the front desk to greet them with a handshake, and then walk them around the office to say who and introduce them to everybody. You know, again, to Teresa's point, you spend a lot of time searching for the right candidate, reviewing resumes, going through interview process, job shadowing, filling out new hire paperwork ahead of time, not the day of. Hopefully you do that, and we'll probably talk about that here a little bit more as we move forward with this. But being prepared, be a plan ahead.
Well, I think this helps excite them, and it's the first impression that your new hire is going to get of the rest of your staff, of your culture. Not only putting the effort in to go through the recruiting and hiring process for this new hire, but think about the efforts that you've put in to want to create a good culture. And, this is going to be the first step to welcoming someone into that, letting them see that. And if you start off on the bad first impression, it's hard to come back from that sometimes. And especially when we're wanting to have this person, look at this as a career, as something that they want to be here long term. We want them to have that good first impression and like it.
It's crazy because we've all had a first day, right? We've all started a job, probably multiples, but we've all had a good one and we've all had a bad one. I think that it's fair to say everybody has had that first day, and everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say that first day. It's important to remember how you felt when you came in and you started that new job. And the person that was supposed to train you wasn't prepared, or the team wasn't very excited to have you there. How did that make you feel? And I want you to hold on to that feeling. And I want you to never, ever, ever create that feeling for somebody that starts at your practices.
And I think there's a few different components to, creating this amazing first day and onboarding for a new employee. And, I think Rick alluded to it just a moment ago when he said planning. I think there's a lot to plan for that welcome. We can talk about those different components on what that looks like to plan for that day. But there's that welcome, the internal preparation that it takes to make sure that they have, everything that they need, whether it's a badge, a name tag, all of their logins to the software that you're using. You know, are we planning to put them on our website? You know, what type of you know, information we're going to put on our social media, the internal training, like Scott just mentioned, and, you know, any other future planning. But I think, again, just going back to that first day, there's a lot of small little things that we can do to make them feel really special.
And I love where you're going, Teresa. And yeah, the special welcome is so big. And I think too often, you know, on people's first days, it's okay, let follow me. Here's a desk, sit down. Here's the employee handbook. That's exciting to read. And I'm going to spend all this time reading this. Now I'm like in school being told to read chapters 1 through 6, and there's going to be a test at the end of this. That's fun. That's sarcasm. You know, along with my I-9, my W-2s, all the different fun paperwork. You know what? In my opinion, that should be done before they walk in the door for their first day. I think after the person is, you've sent their job offer letter, they've accepted the offer letter. I think that's where those that are going to especially be working directly with that person, the doctor, the manager, each should send separate emails, maybe a couple days apart, welcoming the new hire to the office, how excited we are to have them joining and working in the role they'll be in, letting them know that if they have any questions between now and their first day, let us know. Again, send these emails out a couple times. And then if you're going to have a mentor, which I always recommend a mentor to be assigned to work with that person so they have that go-between. It can't be the manager, because the manager needs to manage the business. You need to have somebody else in the office that can mentor that new hire. They send out a welcome email. And then you send the new hire paperwork off to that person to fill out while they're at home before they start, so they can bring it in even a few days before they start working. So you can get them set up on payroll. And not, and it's not, oh, you're started Monday. Payroll's, I need to get your information right away. So make sure you get this, because I need to get you on payroll to get you paid. That happened to me one time with the company I worked with. And, you know, okay, fine, I'll get this done. I'm thinking, geez, I could have done this ahead of time and filled this out, dropped it off. No big deal. You're not that far from my house. But that's not how they did it. They plan ahead and make it so that this person's going, wow, I have more communication with this office that I'm not even employed at yet than my current employer. I made a right decision to put in my notice. I can't believe this. And you never know. They might turn to their colleague that's there and unhappy and go, look what my new company is doing. This is an amazing place.
You brought up that pre-communication, Rick, and I love that. So that there is so much stuff, right? The planning, but there's stuff that the communication needs to happen before this person even walks through the door. So along with that welcome and then making them feel like they're going to be welcome on that first day, what are some other things that we should make sure that our new hires know before they even show up to the
practice? I mean, I would say they need to know the mission of the practice. What is your practice's mission? Being able to know, okay, this is what each employee needs to be living throughout their workday. I think it's also helpful for them maybe to have, like, you know, have them look at the website if there is the list of employees that are on there, to familiarize themselves, because, you know, when it's their first day, I'm sure that there's some nerves going through there. It doesn't help that if they're trying, all of a sudden they're having, you know, 7-8 names being thrown at them, trying to learn all of those. That might be helpful to be able to know. But know that the policies, procedures, again, that employee handbook, having that ahead of time, having that mentor being introduced to them so they have a point person they can ask questions to. I think that can be really helpful for prior to their first day.
And I'll even say with the mentor, Kendall, I think it's even important that the mentor, the person they're going to be probably spending 8 out of 8 hours those first few days they're working alongside, they should really make a phone call and talk to them, get to know them. Hey, what are your hobbies? What are your interests? What do you like to do? You know, hey, you know, if we haven't picked up on that through the interview process, let's find that out. You know, what's your favorite cake? What's your favorite flavor? I mean, chocolate's always going to be a top one on most everybody's list, but maybe you have a cake ready and welcome the person in. Wow, on my first day, not just my anniversary, if I make it a year and survive, I get the survival cake? No, you get a welcome cake, not just a survival cake. But don't make the cakes too good, because that might cause your manager to turn over staff faster to get good cakes more often. That's counterproductive to your office. You don't want to have that.
Yeah. And maybe double check with them. You know, I know that they've gotten the employee handbook. You know, check with them. Let them know to be prepared of what to wear. If you do require scrubs, make sure you have a pair of scrubs ordered and ready for them, and either have them come pick that up or something, so they're not having to just change in the bathroom or anything. But being able to have that ready for them, you know, let them know if there's going to be any parking in the back or anything. You know, is there a specific parking that they need to utilize? But just some of those everyday logistics that they may need to be aware of.
I remember back in the day when malls were more popular. I had a job in one, okay? And my first day, I had no idea where to park. And everybody's been to one of these. There's multiple entrances and exits, right? I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go in, where to go out. I parked in a spot and I ended up having to walk clear to the other side of the mall where our store was actually located. And so now, if I would have known that, it would have saved me a lot of time. Not that I don't need the steps and need to walk, but let the people know. Let the people know where they should be to be at and park at. So it saves them the time and the energy.
Well, it also saves them maybe a little bit of that, you know, embarrassment they might have when they're walking out and they're like, okay, well, I'm going to go this way, and everyone's going that way. And they're like, oh, I wish I would have known to park over there. I wish I would have known. And, you know, it's that wanting to be, you know, conform, be a part of the team sort of aspect.
What is some other information that might be handy for somebody to know before they start?
I think having contact information in case something comes up, emergency contact there at the office. Not that we expect anybody to have a problem on their first day, but knowing that, we need to know. And then also making sure, and it should be part of your welcome packet, is also having the employees, the new hires, emergency contact information, just in case something like that, something does come up. Let them know what time their lunch breaks are going to be, you know, so that they know, so they can kind of plan accordingly, because there might be somebody in their family who's like, oh, you're starting a new job, I'm going to take you to lunch today, I wanted to celebrate this with you. AKA my sisters-in-laws do things like that for our kids when they would start new jobs and things like that. So that would be something else to make sure people know before they start.
Something else that a comment that you had made earlier, Rick, of, you know, asking what kind of treats they like, what's their favorite flavor, things like that. Those I think are great things to know, because A, you can give them a little, like a nice little welcome to the office goodie bag, like, you know, especially if you guys have any sort of like t-shirts or anything, like if they, you know, I know some offices will do Fridays, they can wear an office t-shirt, something of that nature. But it's also just good to know down the road. So if there are any games that, you know, prizes, if the manager is wanting to do, you know, something, give a little treat for the team, you know, at the end of the year when it's busy and they're wanting to do something for them, then you have that information. You already know what their favorite candy is, what their favorite drink is, things, just those small little trivial items.
So we talked about making their welcome, make it special, make it fun. What are some things that we've gotten past the pre-information, right? We've got their emails sent out. We've got all the information. They actually show up for that day. We've planned. What are we doing to make this a special
Again,
day?
I'm going to take them on a tour. I think we greet them, like I said in the beginning, greet them at the front door, take them and introduce them to everybody around the office. Let them take a notepad with them, because, you know, for example, anybody that's had me on site for an on-site visit, when we do our 2-day training observation on site, I can say on site one more time if you'd like, and be able to learn everybody's names, I have to write it down. Because it'll take me half the first day to remember 6 people's names. They all blend together. So respect that and make sure everybody has name tags, including the new hire. Have that ordered in advance. Just like you're going to put them on the website before they start with their bio, you're going to have that already done so that they feel welcome. If they have garbage glasses on, AKA bought online, AKA at a discount place, AKA from the Goodwill, or they were broken, don't make them wait 90 days for their to get past survival of the fittest competition, they need to be able to go over to the frame boards and find a frame right now. And if you're nervous about it, then put a clause in your employee handbook that says, if a person leaves before such a period of time, you owe us for the cost of the glasses back. Just the cost, cover your expense. But you don't want anybody working in your office with less than great looking glasses. So spoil them the first day. Let them pick out a pair of glasses. Call in a favor to the lab if you're worried about cost. Get it taken care of. Most people, I would say, 80% of most staff in the industry is probably under the age of 35. I'm give or take, I might be a little off, but you know, most are going to be single vision. Yeah, there'll be some multifocals, but it'll come out in the wash. And if they're great, you take great care of them on day one and you make that great first impression. It's an investment they're going to love, and they're going to help you move more eyeglasses because they're wearing your product, not something they bought online. And they tell the person at the front desk, the patient checks in. Where'd you get those glasses? Oh, I got them at WB Parker. Oh, really? Great. I'll go get my glasses there. Think about it. Market. Merchandise, brand.
What's the likelihood that person's going to leave though, Rick, right? You've made that investment. You made them feel special. Right. That's an investment in them staying versus them leaving. I don't think when we make something this extravagant and we make them feel like they're part of your family, where am I going? Why would I be leaving? Because obviously, places I've worked before, they haven't cared for me like that. They haven't gone out of their way to make me feel as special on day one as the place that I am now.
Great
well
point.
Said, Scott. And that's exactly right. You know, you take care of them, you treat them right. They're going to be impressed. They're going to figure out ways to be even better for you because you're great for them.
Let's stop thinking about the ways or the reasons that somebody's going to leave, and let's start putting in the energy on what are we doing to make them stay.
Agreed.
Well said.
I think it's also important, you know, to make sure that we are doing a follow-up with the employee after their first day. You know, do they have any questions that weren't able to be answered? You know, what was their experience like? Did they feel welcome? You know, any feedback for their mentor or the company that they're joining.
You know, review that training agenda with them. Talk about it ahead of time. Create the plan with them on that first day. Make sure the mentor knows. Make sure they've got a notepad ready to go. And if you have a notepad with your trade name and logo on it, cool. Wow, I got my own book for ABC Optometry. Look what I've got. I'm part of the team. They're investing in me. So you have that in place. And you're able now for them to take notes, review their notes periodically throughout the day, make sure that mentor is taking time aside from patient care to be able to help them be better. The more you ask, how are things going? What can we do differently? What can we help you with? Are you understanding this? Do you get this? Because as I always say, you know, when I started in this industry, it was much easier. Every contact lens, it was eons ago. We are back in the Stone Ages. We actually had tablets, chisels, and hammers to do our exam files on. And was filing heavy and hard? Yes, it was, but we were ripped. So it was no problem.
You guys think paper
when
charts
paper
was hard.
When paper came in, it was so amazing. It was, but you know, the problem with paper is I'd get cuts once in a while. That was the problem with paper and staples.
Yeah, Stone,
oh my
Stone
Lord.
Didn't do that.
Filing with staples, putting that in there. But seriously, we could have all of our contact lens pricing on 1 8.5 by 11 inch piece of paper. You guys have a catalog to look at now when you're going to quote a price for contact lenses. So with that being said, create cheat sheets for the new hires. Create reference tools for the new hires. Make it easy for them. Have a standard operating procedure manual that you can reference. Have your third party Bible somewhere easily accessible for that new hire that you can teach them to flip into through it to find the vision plans, the medical plans, and understand where things are so they aren't feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm thrown in here and I've got to figure out the Dewey Decimal System in the library by myself. Do they even have the Dewey Decimal System these days? I doubt it.
No,
anymore,
it's all,
you probably
ask him what a card catalog is.
What's a Rolodex?
It's called Tinder. It burns really well and dangerously.
That's an app now.
Yeah, Tinder is a whole different podcast.
Tinder to start fires, people. Kindling Tinder. Holy Hannah. Wow.
Yeah. You gotta remember, I
started with flint rock and a stick is how flint? We used to start fires.
The glasses used to be made out of stone. They've gotten much lighter weight now.
Well, glasses back when I started, you had to order the frame front separate from the temples because you'd have a separate different frame front size for the patient to the different temple length. And you'd have to assemble those parts when the glasses came back from the lab. How things have evolved. Was it better then or better now? Huh. Bring back the Stone Age.
Hey, you know, we've talked about setting up the new employee. We've talked about setting up the mentor. We've talked about setting up yourself as the manager. But I think we've left out a very important group of people that we need to set up, the rest of the staff. I have honestly, unfortunately, worked on teams before where I see somebody, a new person, on their first day. And you want to know when I knew or found out that this person was joining the team? On that day. So what do we do? What are some things we need to do to set up the rest of the team to be prepared for the new
Give them hire? All the information about the new employee that's joining the team. You know, everything that we have learned in, you know, the interview process, you know, how can we educate the rest of the team about the person that's joining and letting them know, you know, setting the expectation for their training and onboarding. I mean, are they coming in with a wealth of knowledge and experience? Is this somebody that has some experience from another industry that's transferable into optometry? And just making sure that they have an expectation set as well in terms of what their peer is bringing to the table.
And I think it's important. I would even say, you know, instead of having that, have the whole staff come in a little early on day one. You might not open till 9 o'clock, but schedule everybody in at 8:30 that day. If it's going to cause overtime, have that person take a little extra longer for lunch, but have everybody there at 8:30. Wouldn't it be nice to say, hey, welcome. We have a welcome breakfast. We have some donuts over here. There we go, sweets again. We love having sweets. You know, welcome them and have a gathering, not a meeting to say what's going right, what's going wrong. Hey, let's all get to know here and do a bonding moment. Everybody write something down that you don't know about, you've never told somebody about yourself. Everybody puts it in a bowl. Everybody draws that back out and they have to figure out who it is. The poor new person has no idea who these people are, but nobody else in the room knows that thing about that other person either. So they're learning something new right along with everybody else about somebody in that office. So it's a great team melding, get to know people and start some fun conversations. So do something like that day one. Do it, and if you don't want to go that far, at least have a 15-minute huddle with everybody to welcome the person in. Have that get to know you real quick while we get started to see patients. But at the same time, make sure everybody, like you said, Scott, make sure everybody's aware the person's coming in. And Teresa said it really well. Plan ahead again. Make sure that you're thinking, you know, days in advance and not, oh, by the way, tomorrow we have somebody starting. So everybody be on their best behavior. You know, we shouldn't have to say that. It should just be, we have a new person starting. Let's make sure, you know, we make an effort, you know, to see make sure you get over to see her right away or him right away. We'll bring him around the office. But if you're busy and we can't get to you, make sure you're getting to know them. But also have them work around the office. Get to know the frame brands they have in the office and get to know one another that first day. It shouldn't necessarily be learning contact lenses. It shouldn't be learning a whole lot day one. It should be getting to know people and getting to know the practice and what we do and how great your business is for patients.
What a great conversation. I love this, and I hope everybody takes this to heart. You only get one chance to make that great first impression for your employee. Make sure that it's one that is lasting and sets a foundation for you, your team, and your culture and what you guys have to offer. Thanks again, guys. What a great, great episode. I appreciate you taking the time, as always, to chat about this. I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Talk to you next week, Scott. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one.